The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney, with his son, Connor Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 35 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investing strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, Ken and Connor present this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and they answer your questions. Now, here's Ken and Connor Mahoney with A GPS for Your Finances.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us. All right, Connor, you're always good every week with your bag of tricks, in this case, your bag of questions. During the course of the week, right, you got all these good goodies, and I'm hoping these questions resonate for people who are listening in today. So let's go to that bag of tricks.
Yeah, you got it. All right. So what are your thoughts about money being placed in trusts?
Interesting. Look, this is legal advice, so we have to be very careful here. But I think the most important thing is, you know, people pass away sometimes. They didn't plan for anything. You know, next thing it goes to probate, then the court decides. That's probably what you don't want. I think the very easiest thing one can do is into the safe retirement account. You have an IRA at Schwab, an IRA at Fidelity, let's say, or an IRA. So you have this IRA and you don't have a primary beneficiary, a contingent beneficiary. That's going to go back to the estate. So at the very minimum, double check. And I think it's really important. Very, very important to double check that your IRAs or non-retirement accounts list who the primary beneficiary is. Remember, that person may have changed, or that person may have been a divorce, could have been a death, unfortunately, could have been a whole bunch of things that maybe that primary beneficiary shouldn't be. So it's primary beneficiary, something happens to them, the contingent beneficiary. So I don't want to go too much deep into trust, and that's a great question, but we do work in conjunction with clients, attorneys, to try to have this kind of 1 + 1 = 3. But by all means, make sure in your brokerage account, your bank statements, the easiest part you can do is very easy. You're a pass away, God forbid, you named your beneficiary, it's going to go there. But in cases where you don't have that, well, that's a problem.
Mm. Yeah, I actually have spoken to a couple prospects who they said they would like to, you know, chat with us and see how we'd help them, so on and so forth. But they have so much money tied up in an inheritance case that's the money they wanted us to work with them with. There's one been going on for so long, they said, and they can't get it out. And they said they're fighting with their siblings and stuff. And I feel really bad for
them.
Too
bad.
And that's exactly what happens when you don't have, like Ken alluded to, you don't have that stuff planned out in advance, potentially.
And by the way, it is not uncommon, according to literature I read, about half Americans have a will, which also means half Americans don't have a will.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And even if you don't have a lot of assets, it's still important for, you know, your wishes and so forth. And I know this is a yucky topic, but I've known people who don't want to do wills because they feel like something's going to happen to them. Like, I don't know, is that some type of movie? You do a will, then you're go playing a harp the next day in heaven. It doesn't really work like that, but definitely want to plan ahead. And I see some of the very, so I know when we go through our accounts and we go through reviews and talk about performance and what the income needs are and all those type of things, I always double check and say, hey, John, is Lisa and Jamie still your beneficiaries? Is that still right? By making these names up. Does that make sense? And I always look at that. So even the very minimum you have is take this. You may say, oh, you hit a light bulb here. That's what's great about questions and answers that we do now every week on the show, is we know it could resonate. These questions that come up resonate with others. And I can imagine some of the people looking for a pen in the kitchen. Is that what you're trying to do? Or a pen in your car to write this down? Ooh, check my beneficiaries.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's one of those things we don't do. We're busy with life and like, ooh, especially if there's a death or divorce in a family or something, other things, I guess, or other, then by all means, double, triple, quadruple check how you have your different accounts registered. Good question. Good way to start off today's session.
I'd say so.
Session? Do we call a session? What do we call this? Segment?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Podcast, technically. Or a show.
Exactly.
That's the cool hip thing. It's a podcast. Everyone has a podcast. I can't believe we have a podcast. I make fun of all these podcasts.
Yeah, we have a podcast
for everything. Yes.
All right. So, do you have any commentary? Because I know, Connor, you work with existing clients, as you said, prospective clients you talk to, and so forth. But this is an issue that people definitely have to understand when it comes to a trust. Again, double check with the attorney, obviously. But what the strategies are? You're trying to move the house out of the trust. You know, I mean, out of a 5-year look back, is that one of the strategies? Is one of the strategies gifting the children and grandchildren? You allow, I think, $18,000 a year of gifting. You want to start a program doing that? There's a lot of things one can do, but the first thing you do is need to. And by the way, for some people don't have a reference. Over the years, 35 years of Mahoney Asset Management, I've been licensed in 1989. We have a nice list. We have a kind of the nice list and a naughty list. No, just kidding. But attorneys that we recommend because they've had we've heard some good experiences from our clients. Some people may be on the naughty list and not so good about returning phone calls, whatever. But again, if you need a reference in this area, call our office and we can help you there. Otherwise,
certainly
speak to your friends, your family, of other people that have used an estate planning attorney or those who do wills that have been happy with that person. And that's probably a good way to start.
Yeah, indeed. I think that could lead into a whole another conversation about life insurance. Do you need it? When should you look to getting it?
Long-term
do you not
care,
need it anymore? You can cash it in, stuff like that.
Lots going on. All right, so let's tackle this, start to begin this question in the segment, and then we'll be back. So go to your, again, as I call it, Felix the Cat bag of tricks. What do you got in there today?
Yeah, sure. This will lead us on another long tangent as well. is there a minimum or maximum amount of funds, stocks/securities portfolio should hold?
Well, thankfully, we're coming up on the break on that one because I can think about it. Well, no. Look, you don't want to be overweighted. You want to be balanced. Depends what the portfolio manager is. And again, it's going to be hard to answer this in the next 10 seconds because we're going to go to a break. But after this break, we will tackle this question as we tackle the first question about trust. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And you know the saying, the early bird gets the worm. That's you. The first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time. 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. Thank you. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next called Shine On. The Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 825 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bale Show. That's Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here, right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling Mahoney, MahoneyGPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week, so our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. Articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of, we put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign up for a newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Tuesday evening. That's it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, a day. It's once a week, and we outline what's happening in the markets, and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com. Okay, so right before the break, we had a really good question. Such a good question. I said, well, let's hold it now because we have to go a little bit deeper dive in this. Connor, can if you go through that question once
again?
Yeah,
I'll repeat it in case anyone's just tuning in. Is there a minimum or maximum amount of funds, stocks, / securities portfolio should hold or you'd recommend on having?
So it depends. You know, there's some people who, let's say, want to get in technology and they're hoping that the entire portfolio is technology, you know, so, you know, it really depends on what the goals and objectives are. There are some funds that invest only into distressed securities or what they call value securities. There's some that are investing to growth, you know, and there's a whole bunch of different, obviously, vehicles that are out there. But I think in this question, I would always kind of bring it back to the person and say, hey, look, there's so many different vehicles that are out there, about the thousands. Actually, let's just try to figure out what's right for you. Like, what is that thing that you need? I mean, is it growth and you're hoping a few years from now use the money for retirement? Is it income because now you are retired and then you're looking at a different type of class of assets or different type of funds? So when you talk about the investment objective of a certain fund, I'm always like, okay, that's for, you know, the objective of the fund. But how about the objective of the person having that fund? I think that's more important. So, and how would you tackle that? This is a really good question. And then you can go so many different ways with it. What are your thoughts about that?
I don't know if there's a minimum, but I really truly believe there is a maximum. Gosh, I even just reviewed someone's portfolio. They sent in a statement. They had about like 50 stocks. I just don't quite understand like where you're going to get with that. And honestly, they might have.
You're saying
like,
50 is too many, and you're thinking.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, even probably like 15 or 20 is getting up there for different funds or stocks to own. I guess you might just be better off buying the index in that case, potentially. And also, if you buy two shares of a stock, say it's like $100, you know, you put in $200. If that thing like quadruples, like are you...
It doesn't make an impact.
Yeah, like what impact did that really make on...
No, I can see what you're saying. It's like, you know, there's a case to be over-diversified and we see a lot of that, especially 403B accounts, 401K. And by the way, if this is you, we're not picking on you. We just, you know, we know that. We were told by mom and dad to diversify. So you get a form that says, okay, it's your new 401K account, 25, 30 years ago. And what do? You hit like 19 different boxes. The problem in this environment that we're in is it's kind of like, quite frankly, it's a tale of two markets. It's technology and everything else. And you have 19 funds. Let's be nice. Four do very, very well. Four do really poorly, drag that down, a whole bunch of mediocre ones in the middle. So I guess, kind of to your point, is that in some ways, you got to concentrate a little bit. Again, we're not saying just a stock, obviously. We're not saying just a fund, obviously. But be careful of over-diversifying because you may find yourself in quicksand. There was a case that we were working on, and I forget how many funds, but it was like, you know, small cap, international. Small. I'm like, you missed a couple boxes here. The best boxes, international, small cap, that's another story altogether. You have 20 years of retirement, you're in bonds, earned. So I think kind of really good point of this question is it possible to be over-diversified? And the answer in this environment, okay, it's not a high tide lifts all ships here. It's a high tide lifting certain ships, especially around AI and the growth of chips and computing and so forth. Mm. It really feels like a tale of two type of markets at the moment.
Yeah. It's definitely, yeah. And I hope like no one feels like called out by that one, but
right. Yeah. You know, cause everybody does that. We see it all the time. And look, people send in their statements and 9 times out of 10, it's like too many funds. Like, well, yeah, too many funds. You hit every box. I wish they all would work. It doesn't work for that. It really doesn't work.
And there is really where the person's like, such small, say you had $100,000, easy example. You invested $1,000, it's 1% of the portfolio. If that thing starts like going crazy, that's not really going to move the needle, you know?
Right.
We do see that a lot. It's like,
and it's hard to say this because look, it's very easy to be like every other advisor out there, and we're not every other advisor. We're the father and son team.
Boom.
Gen X meets Gen Z. But it's so easy to say to people, oh, just pick 18 funds and diversifying onto the next. It doesn't work. And I could see some heads nodding, you know, through this radio frequency. I see you nodding your head saying, yeah, maybe I should check into that. But we see that so often. Yeah. That's a great question.
Oh, and the bond funds, and not to say we recommend or don't recommend this or that, because that's what we're doing here. But I will just say in general, when I see a 40-year-old or younger or 45 or even 50, are they like ton of bond funds? I'm like, oh, just wasting your time even.
Yeah. What if interest rates go up and then next thing you're getting, it's, you know, like if you're really
it just moves slow. Like it's just not going to move the needle too much probably. probably. Like
well, that was a great example. Let's say 100,000. And I've seen these managed programs. They call what they call them asset management programs, or
yeah.
And you know, so the, it's you know $100,000 in value, $100,000 in growth. They pick 80 stocks for each one of them. I'm like, okay, so you really don't have an opinion which way things are going to go.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Warren Buffett says, if
one
you don't have
conviction,
doing,
right, in your investments.
Yeah, I have some conviction. Like we have a conviction. It's again, it's on the TV segments I do, the radio podcast segments like I do here, the newsletters that I write. Everything I do is around this area, trying to put people in a better position. And it's pretty obvious where a lot of spending's happening right now, right, folks? AI and technology and servers and gosh, chips and all those type of things. And there's some areas that are like floundering. Do you really want to be investing in airlines and some of these retailers and some of these godforsaken industries? Ah, well, I'm glad we came up on time. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Mike Bennett for Ken Mahoney Asset Management. You know Ken, he's written a bunch of books and one's more popular than the next. Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. You want a free copy of that book? Just be caller number 1 through 20 right now at 845-371-0101. Now the book sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide to financial security. The number to call, 845-371-0101. The book covers how best to invest your 401k or 403b plan. It addresses how to make volatility your friend. In the stock market, there's a lot of volatility all year round. First 20 callers get the book for free. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. Just call this number, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, pen and paper together. Here it is, 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number, but we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, and you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you. Thank you for the work that you do. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On, the health and happiness shows right after our show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, you got it. Right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike and Casey Show. We go through a whole bunch of detail on what to plan ahead for the markets. And around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home, yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern Charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Wow, right before the break, Connor, that was a great question. And so many, I didn't understand the question at first. I don't get these questions ahead of time. But before we go to the next question, Connor, do you have any other thoughts about, again, over-diversifying was kind of, we kind of rephrased the question, or I rephrased the question, versus, hey, if you know what you're doing, kind of get into a lane where the growth is going to be. And I said right before the break, there are some really godforsaken industries that you probably don't want to invest into. And yet the S&P 500 has, you know, probably about 300 stocks you wouldn't want. You probably wouldn't want Macy's and, you know, some of these companies, Intel, GameStop, or some of these other ones. You probably want to be in the bigger name technology companies that are carrying the wave. Do you have any other comments on kind of
I mean, just think about, I'm not going to name names or anything. The wealthiest person you and I know owns two stocks or four, I think. I'm not going to name what they are or who he is, anything like that. But almost
it worked.
And he just knows so much for the companies, has conviction in the investment, and that has worked out better than potentially buying, you know, all of them at once. So there's something
believe me, when I'm telling you throw away your textbook about diversification, we're not saying that, but
yeah, right,
we're
right.
trying to make an extreme point of view, but bring the pendulum back a little bit and say, wait, hold on, folks. If you have a 401k of 15 different funds, I see you nodding your head, by the way. If you have 403b, a retirement account, a managed account, and you have 140 securities, I'm sorry, it's just not going to work. Pick 40 of those 140, it probably would be my suggestion.
Okay, I guess we move on to the next question. We hit that one pretty hard, I suppose. Okay, so what are some of the main indicators you use that help guide you where the market may be moving next?
These are great questions. So first of all, there's something called a volatility index. And again, we always on the show try to simplify the
complex. Yeah, it might be a little, go for
but
it.
We do have to go there. Volatility index, it doesn't really give direction to market, but it tells you at times when it's trading around 12, that there doesn't really seem to be too much ahead. And it's kind of, you know, nice placid waters, like a lake. But then it gets started getting kind of choppy out there in those lakes, you know, winds blowing. And now the volatility index could be 16, 18, 20, and we may have a change of direction. So an early warning indicator, too much to do on a show like today. But again, if you're looking at my instrument panels here, looking at my airplane thing, and I have a whole bunch of things flashing, I look at the volatility index. Then I look at, when I say interest rates, I'm not talking about Fed fund rates, where of which, you know, Fed chair talks about. It's really real market rates of the 10-year. So, you know, we watch that a lot. The 10-year starts moving up, and you can get a higher rate on 10-year security or treasury. Guess what? Money comes out of stocks. We saw that in 22. Rates were going up. Money's coming out of stocks. And conversely, rates start going down, then stocks look more attractive. So those are two of the, again, there's a whole bunch that we use there. And of course, earnings. Earnings is one of the biggest things. Finding those companies that consistently beat the estimates that Wall Street have, that consistently guide, you know, the rest of the year with strong type of, you know, confidence going forward. So, I mean, there's a lot more I would use, but those are kind of my three, I would say, right off the bat, pieces I would use to try to figure out the market's next move. Doing this 35 years, it's not a science, it's a science and art together and so forth. So what kind of, and I know you're well-read in all these different type of indicators, what are some things that you're looking at?
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
For like exchange of market or the market, you know, having a tailwind versus having a headwind.
Yeah, I like to watch the 10-year treasury. That kind of just gives us direction of where rates could be going next. I like to watch crude oil as well, which we watch very closely. It was really quiet for some time. And then if you guys remember in summer of 2022, it was a pretty tough market. We had that run to like $120 a barrel. It stayed extremely elevated for a long time. It stayed really quiet late 2023 and into 2024 and then poking its head. So yeah, and honestly, it's not a perfect indicator. It's not saying because oil's up, market's going down or otherwise, vice versa. But it definitely, there's a little clue there at times. Same with that 10-year treasury or the, what's it called? The 20-year bond ETF. So kind of tells you what rates are doing.
If I could just break this down.
Anything the Fed says, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Fed talks. So I guess I just want to say this though, crude oil, just for some of our listeners may not understand this. You know, when that goes higher, next thing at the gas pump, you're sitting there like a $4.20 a gallon. And, you know, that's like a tax. It's almost like a foreign tax, but it's another story to itself. But really what happens is that takes money out of consumers' spending because more has to go towards gas. And that's kind of the lever I think you're indicating. And also-
the inflation so hot potato, energy.
Yeah, so let's go to your, again, we got like 45 seconds or so, but tell us about your thing about the Fed and Fed talk versus the markets and so forth.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of times, like if, you know, especially on Fed days and before Fed days, you'll see like the 10-year treasury move a specific way. And it sometimes it just seems like the bond market doesn't really believe what, say, the Fed chair Powell is saying at that time. So you have to watch what the market's doing more so than the Fed. It seems like the market leads the Fed.
Well, the market's the final
arbitrator. A little tricky stuff here, but a little technical, but I think it's still good.
Yeah, and like look, we try to help guide our clients. We don't have a crystal ball here. But again, these are the volatility index, as I mentioned, treasury yields, earnings, crude oil, Fed talk versus the markets. I mean, there's a lot of indicators that kind of tell you, hey, you know what? Directionally, we should be going higher. It doesn't mean it's going to happen next day, next week. Or hey, based on some of these headwinds here that are forming, higher interest rates, higher oil, higher volatility index, the Fed, you know, and then you can see those like, wow, time goes by so fast. It's one of my favorite times of the week. I could spend time with Mike Connor.
Turning out on him. Finance stuff.
All this finance stuff. This finance stuff. Well, until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken and Connor Mahoney. Ken is the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken and Connor will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.